Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Please like, comment, follow, and subscribe, and you can download for free so that you never ever miss an episode of this uplifting and inspiring and encouraging show. Today's show is a vintage show. It is truly a classic. It's an interview I did with Erica Campbell back in 2015 when she released Help 2.0. And y'all remember that song that she had out, I Love God? Anyway, she's going to talk to us about that and running a label and so much more on the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire.
I want to welcome the Grammy, Dove, and Stellar Award-winning recording artist and songwriter and star of WeTV's Mary Mary, who she's also a mommy, wife, and child of the Most High King, Erica Campbell. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, you kicked off your Erica Campbell and Friends Help 2.0 tour back in the spring, so how is that going for you? I know you did East Coast first, right?
I did. It's going so well. I'm so excited because, you know, to take a chance on yourself and really be able to do it, and the people come out and to have the talent support you. It's Erica Campbell and Friends. There's a bunch of great artists that are on the tour, and I just really think it's such a great experience overall. It's really diverse, but it's fun. And it's a blessing. And so now I'm on the West Coast, and I did it a little different. I did a contest to invite younger, newer artists to open for me.
Oh,
One of which will be my sister, Shantae, my youngest sister, who's now recording.
Oh, great.
I'm super excited. It's at the church where me and my husband were for 8 years before we became pastors. And so I'm really excited. This has to be great, because L.A. ain't no joke.
Well,
and not always that nice to performers.
Well, as someone that lived in L.A. for a very, very long time, I know exactly what you are talking about. They can be a little fickle, a little funny, as my grandmother would say.
Yeah, a little funny actor.
You know, that's what she says, too. You know, she said, well, you look a little funny actor, but... The tour is packed with some awesome talent. You just mentioned that a little bit. Who are some of the folks that are on the tour with you?
We have Gerald and Tammy Haddon, who've done most of the dates. Brian Courtney Wilson, who has a new album coming out. Anita Wilson, whose album is out. And Janice Gaines, but in L.A. will also have LaVray and an artist named Siobhan Stewart. And I just, you know, I remember wanting to just get an opportunity to sing. I remember wanting to be on stage. So, you know, now that I'm in the position to offer that, I just, it really is a good feeling to know that you're helping somebody kind of achieve their goals.
Yeah, it's always good, especially as we're taught in the church and as Christians, to give back, and that's where we find our blessings.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're blessed to be a blessing.
Oh, that's another good one. You know, you and your sister had your hit songs together on the music charts, and it's as Mary Mary, but no, it is so good now to see both of you, you're doing your solo things, and both of you have hits on the charts. Now, how do you feel about that?
Oh, wow. It's crazy. It's really exciting for both of us. I feel like we're constantly on the phone with each other, finding out what part of the country we're in and sharing ideas on, you know, being independent. And, you know, it's a big difference to not have a major machine like Sony behind you. But I'm blessed to have my husband and my block and my incredible staff. We're small, but we're mighty. making a difference. I think we both have much more respect for the process of making music, the process of being in the industry. It is the music business. Sometimes, you know, there are some that do the business and some that do the music. But when you have a respect and information about both, I just think it really allows you to be effective. We're both growing as individuals as well, because we can't blame each other. We can't rely on each other. It's just us and God. And so it requires so much more of you, not just vocally, mentally, but it allows you to grow spiritually in a lot of ways. So anytime I feel like I'm growing and getting better, I get excited about that.
Oh, that's amazing. That is always, always, always a good thing. And then I like something that you said, too, about having been an artist and then now having your own company. You get a better understanding on how the other side works, because a lot of artists don't really understand what the other side of the process with dealing with the labels.
Yeah. Understanding every dime, understanding publicity and PR and marketing, and now, this new online world that is very new, uncharted territory, so there's new rules being created every day. So all the norms and the regulars that we had as Mary Mary, they almost don't exist. You know what I mean? There was no iTunes and all this stuff when I first came out.
Right.
It's just been in the last few years, and even beyond that, it's changed with Pandora and all these other sites, Spotify and all this other stuff. You have to figure, okay, I want my music and I want to be honored for what I do, but in order for them to like it, they have to get it for free first. So it is a great bit of conflict. I even heard Taylor Swift saying, I don't come to your job and get burgers for free. Why do I have to sing my music and you get it for free? And I have to be okay with that. It's a big adjustment, understanding the people that you have working for you, distribution and, the charts and how that works and radio and reach. It's just a lot.
Absolutely.
Even stuff like what aisle your music goes on, what spot do you have in the store, all of that is a discussion. It's not automatic. I know people think, oh, everybody in the store goes, everybody loves her, they're going to put it on front. Not so. There's several conversations about positioning in the store. And if a big brand has something coming out, you will not get the prime positioning. You have to learn all that as a businesswoman.
Yes.
It's a great challenge. But it is one that we both welcome, because it's teaching us, it's making us smarter, it's making us tougher. It's going to be a little bit harder for anybody to get over on us, because now you can't fool me, because now I know.
So,
what you're
doing, I know. Yeah,
because I've done it,
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it so wonderful that you all are doing these multiple things now, getting a full spectrum oracle of information.
Yes. It's funny, Tina called me one day and she said, I had no idea. I said, I know you didn't. If anybody watched the show, when I first went solo, she was trying to get all these answers from me, like, what are you doing? When are you coming out? Where are you touring? I was like, I have no idea. You don't know how people are going to respond to the music, but one thing you know for sure, when God has called you, you have to stay committed to that. And I think that has been the most constant, regardless of the challenges of the business and all the different facets of it, whether it is Mary Mary, Eric and Tina solo, or the TV show, knowing that you're chosen and called by God gives you a certain amount of confidence that nobody can take away from you. So when you're armed with that information, even when you face a challenge, you go, I didn't put myself here. God did. So this is his responsibility to fix, not mine.
It is not an easy trick, so to speak, to do all of this stuff. And then with your Help album, kind of blow you away, the success that you had behind that one. And then you turn around and got success again with Help 2.0.
Absolutely. I'm still, and I was registering my son in kindergarten yesterday. That was an all-day ordeal. And the lady across from me was registering her daughter. I noticed her daughter kept looking at me. And so the mother said, can I show you something? And she showed me her daughter singing I Love God on her phone. And I was like, wow, that is crazy. I mean, I'm still not used to it. I'm still very grateful. I still feel very blessed. I'm still trying. I still feel like I have a long way to go. So I still am working very, very hard to make sure that I reach as much of the world as I possibly can. Because the real point is to tell people about Jesus. He uses us to share his message of love and with the world. But at the same time, he blesses you, helps you to grow in the meantime. And it's like he fights the battle for us and we get the victory. Wow, God, this is so cool. So all I really want to do is share what he's done and who he's been in my life. And if it can help somebody, no matter the style of the song, whether I'm singing Yesterday, Help, I Love God, A Little More Jesus, no matter the style of the song, the message is the same. My purpose is the same. My agenda is the same. and that will never change. Well, I'm put on this planet to help people, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, apparently it's coming across that way, because all the songs that you, as you mentioned them, all of them had a little bit something that was a little bit different about mm-hmm. them, yet it was received across the board, no matter what genre it was or denomination, mm-hmm. those songs were received well.
Yeah, I feel like I'm saying the same thing over and over again, but it really is. It's just a blessing, because I know everybody doesn't have that testimony. I have many friends who have put out records, and, you know, it's like I'm trying to get people to listen to it, and sometimes they listen, and sometimes they don't. You just never know what song is going to take off. Like, take for instance, even a song like Hat, that's as huge as it was out a whole year before it blew up. Yeah, you know, so sometimes things just take time. You have to be very patient. You have to be knowledgeable and, you know, take things as they come. Every blessing, every downfall, everything, you take it as it comes.
That throat's doing okay?
It is doing okay. I've learned to rest, to kind of go on vocal rest and chill. And, yeah, you know, I still get in some spots because when I come home, I'm full-on mom. You know, I'm still cooking and grocery shopping and washing clothes. And, you know, I can't have nobody being the woman in my house. It's got to be me. So that means I'm on double duty. So when most people go home and rest, I come home and I work my other job. this is my day job. Music is the night job. So
when you get home, it's like, turn up mommy time, huh?
Absolutely. And the kids do not go, oh, she just got back. Let's chill. No.
Now, speaking of all that, before we go, you've got this tour going on. Erica Campbell and Friends Help 2.0, the hit TV show on Wii, and awesome album, and great family life. So what's next for Erica Campbell, and what other cities are we going on this tour with?
Next is L.A. is the 28th, Oakland is the 29th, there is Dallas, Chicago, Atlanta, Cleveland, and Columbus, and I think that's it for now. But it keeps growing every time I go, okay, we're almost finished. My manager comes back and goes, they added four more cities. But luckily for me, I planned it where I only tour on the weekends. And because I'm a first lady now, I literally land Sunday morning and I go straight to sing worship at my church. So I do Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Kind of unorthodox, but I have to be able to take my kids to school and pick them up and put them to bed. And then, you know, I go do my night job, and then I come back and do my other job, which is now First Lady.
A woman of many jobs.
Yes, ma'am.
So if people want to find out about your music or the tour or just to catch up with you on social media, how do they find you?
They can follow me at imericacampbell.com on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, or they can go to imericacampbell.com. The Erica Campbell app is coming soon. Yeah, there's just so much happening in my life. Oh, I'm also a mominger now. Because my daughter just did a pageant, and she won 5 trophies, and then she just got a part in a series that's going to be on television called The Secret Closet, written by Nikki Whalen. It's also starring my sister, Gugu. And this is her second film that she's done this year. So, yeah, I got yet another job.
So
I'm so happy that my daughter can start her journey early and really be nurtured by her parents and have hit enough of the pitfalls to warn her, but we've had enough blessings to know that God can still bless you in spite of what everybody says the business is supposed to be. It doesn't always have to be as negative as people say it will be for children.
All right, and that is excellent news, and God is blessing on into the next generation of Campbells.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, then, First Lady Erica Campbell, thank you so much for joining me today. I truly do appreciate it. And you take care and tell your sister Tina I said hello.
I absolutely will. You take care too, lady.
All right, you too. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And audience, once again, I want to thank you for joining us for this classic interview that I did back in 2015 with Erica Campbell. It was so much fun. And again, thank you so much for joining me. Now make sure that you subscribe right now so that you never ever miss an episode of this uplifting and inspiring show. Now to reach me, Lynn Woods, you can find me on Twitter. That's at Lynn Woods, LINWOODS, or Instagram at Lynn Woods 96. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. God bless.
You my God, what's wrong with you? I love God. You my God, what's wrong with you?
love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him.